All right, it's a very special edition of the Rundown. It's been a weird week for the Rundown. A lot of firsts happening this week. We had our first Family Feud. We had our first rap battle. Now we have three debuts. Behind the cameras here, in playing the role of Tommy Smokes, is Marty Mush.
Big day.
Up here in the chairs with me, Jeff D. Lowe.
Yep.
We got Jets Brown, so I figured we'd bring him in. And we got Steve Che, who is, he was, you know, unceremoniously kicked off the Rundown the other day. So yeah. Now's your chance
was
for
a
redemption.
Quick redemption.
Today's Rundown is brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel gave Dave a seat at the World Fantasy Football Championship, which is a 1 in 75 chance to win 500 grand because the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That's just how it works. Dave did nothing to deserve that. FanDuel hooked him up. I don't know why. I don't know why it couldn't have been me. I don't know why it couldn't have been anybody else. It had to be Dave. You can join for $5 and try to beat Dave. You can also play against the PMT boys, try to win a trip to the Barstool Super Bowl party in Atlanta. And anybody, all new users signing up now, get a $20 bonus after their first deposit. Go to FanDuel.com/Viva. We'll get into Bucks talk, Browns talk. That's why it makes sense. But we got to start with this NBA drama. The NBA is the biggest world's fucking soap opera.
Yeah.
It never stops. It never ends. Follow me here. The rumor is that Jimmy Butler fucked Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend. That's why he's getting traded. When they announced that they're trading him, Andrew Wiggins' brother tweets hallelujah. Jimmy Butler responds by making a workout video where he says hallelujah, keep that bad energy.
Hallelujah. Keep that same energy.
Let the church say amen.
Steven Jackson then chimes in about Andrew Wiggins' brother tweeting, saying that Andrew Wiggins doesn't have any heart, so that Andrew Wiggins' brother should shut the fuck up.
Say, this how the conversation should have went with Andrew Wiggins and his brother when Andrew found out his brother sent out that tweet about hallelujah and all that, right? I'm Andrew Wiggins. Say, big bro, I don't think you should have sent that tweet out. Why you say that? Shit, because, you know, Jimmy Butler, man, he played with a lot of heart. He played hard. He played with a lot of heart. And I ain't got no heart. Now, you want to get on social media and talk about Jimmy? We lose him. Our team ain't got no heart. Now, if you gonna take me to the Wizard and help me find a yellow big road to give me a heart, then cool. You can talk about Jimmy all you want. Because you know I ain't got no heart. So, shit, you going to take that back or tell me find a yellow big road and take me to the Wizard, man? Because, shit, I ain't got no heart at all.
Steven Jackson, not to be trifled with. He's got his do-rag on. He's smoking a blunt. He is not fucking around. Andrew Wiggins fires back at Steven Jackson, calls him an old bum, tells him to shut up, and the Wolves are in complete fucking disarray. Are you an NBA guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next season ticket holder.
Right, right. That's I was going right. to say, so oh, you know what you're talking about here, too. So, I mean, this all stems from Karl Anthony Towns. He's denied it, but if you do your internet research, there's a lot of where there's smoke, there's fire. The Wolves deleting comments. If you look back at the Instagram, he deleted his girl off the pictures when it all supposedly went down. Whether it's true or it's not true, the Wolves are fucked. I mean, this is a mess. Towns hasn't signed yet. Butler is demanding a trade. So what do you got on this whole saga?
You can't do stuff on social media for no reason. You can think of ways to say that that's just like jibber jabber and doesn't make sense, but you don't do that for no reason. So he clearly deleted pictures of his girlfriend. Would make sense, correlate to a breakup or some type of
And the Wolves dispute. Wouldn't just delete random comments.
That's the weirdest thing.
So there was a regular commenter just being like, yo, Jimmy Butler fucked Anthony Towns' girlfriend, deleted it.
Right.
That's like, dude, you can't do that. Like, that's it. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah. You just assume everything on the internet's a rumor anyway. So it's like,
right.
Well,
you can always
you're
play
just
it off.
Touching
you're just
it confirming it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now there's no denying it.
The Steven Jackson thing was wild because the first video, he had this like corny, like weird Wizard of Oz reference, and I'm
Oh,
that's pretty
unless
lame.
You're gonna go get a heart from the wizard.
And Wiggins called him old, and then the next one started off a little lighthearted, and then at the end, it was him just like, you know who I am? Like, you better have that good energy. It's like, oh shit, okay, never mind, not corny anymore.
You make a list of like guys in all of sports not to be fucked with.
He's
up. I keep that lead, like guys like that. Steven Jackson, do not fuck around.
Anyone
that
mouse
guy.
In the palace, I'm not touching.
Yeah.
I'm not going
he's the guy that went into the stands and punched
him. Yeah, he was way worse than anybody in that whole thing. Keeping with this theme, actually, it's been a theme here all week about infidelity. Kanye West is making, he had a four-part Instagram video series doing selfie videos at a horrible angle.
Yeah.
Horrible angle. He looks like he just got in the car accident. He's got the fattest face going. He's basically coming at Drake, Nick Cannon, and Tyson Beckford being like, don't talk about how you fucked my girl.
First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but, you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making no suggestions like nobody fucked my wife. Now, if I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have thought and had the wherewithal to say, hey, Pusha, don't diss Drake on my beat. And I spoke about that and took accountability for that. Now, what I'm looking for my spirit to take accountability is the fact that it's people making rumors or thinking that you fuck my wife and you're not saying nothing and you carrying it like that, that don't sit well with my spirit.
Which is a valid request.
Oh, yeah.
Not as valid when your wife is Kim Kardashian, sure, and she's famously been fucked on camera.
I will say this. The two of us doing this after the day of the rundown with a rap battle, this is like following up like the main act of Coachella. Yeah. Like we're the act that we play while people are leaving Coachella. Like you just saw Drake or Beyonce.
I thought that first topic went very well.
That was good, yeah. That video is hilarious too, but mostly because I love the part where he says, hold on, train's coming.
Yeah.
Which is like what you do when you're talking to like your family when you're in the subway platform.
That was very
a humanizing
presence
moment
of mind.
Yeah.
Even the fact that he's just on Instagram now doing it.
That if I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have had the thoughts to, hold on, this train going by.
I mean, can you make this request when your wife is Kim Kardashian?
It's tough because, like, I mean, married guy would never want anyone talking like that about my wife. But when you're in the spotlight, especially her being arguably the biggest celebrity in the world, that's
fair.
Tough.
Yeah,
especially when you have
the reason
put
that
out
that
there,
yeah,
willingly or unwillingly.
He's been like, he's rapped about it before. Yeah, my girl got rich off a home movie. Like,
right.
You can't.
Yeah, that's true.
Another theme, you can't play both sides of it here. If you're gonna get upset, you can't be saying it. You can't be cavalier about it, and then get testy about it.
Another theme of the week.
Yeah, I mean, rap, hypocrisy, the whole nine. It's all coming full circle here, boys.
Just be consistent.
There's a lot of respect though, and like the rap community too, though, which I feel like you can see when they all make these types of videos on social, like how personally offended they are by it.
Oh yeah.
Which like
when the prize on the line,
like,
man.
I guess Kanye did rap about it, but it's like he can say it, someone else can, I guess. Yeah. But like he clearly was visibly upset, which we've seen him upset on social before, but like I don't know, that one you can like really again, it's
video
that train
element
moment. Like it's a humanizing. It's not him like buttoned up in his studio, like
and
set
you know what?
Up.
When he goes on his tweet storms, it feels like this is like a manic episode or something. When he's just talking, it's like that's a guy who's just upset that someone's talking about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go to any your favorite games? You want to go see the Bucks? You want to go see the Browns? You want to see the Jets? You want to go see your favorite comedian, your favorite band, any live entertainment anywhere? SeatGeek is the best way to get the tickets because it's the cheapest available. It's a guaranteed ticket, no fraudulent tickets, and you can get a discount when you use the promo code RUNDOWN. $10 off your first ticket order. You can still get tickets to Pop Punk on SeatGeek right now. So go search for that tonight. Get in the building if you're out in Boston, House of Blues. Find your tickets, $10 off and use the code RUNDOWN. Jets Browns, toilet bowl tonight. Thursday Night Football. I am all over the fucking map. I started out today genuinely thinking the Jets were gonna lose.
You did?
And then
got very dark on Twitter this morning when I woke up and tweeted you, what's our wager?
I'll kill myself. If the Jets lose, that's my wager. What's our bet? I'll kill myself. Then, though, I saw how many people from Vegas to the Browns themselves putting up cameras in bars.
It was apparently Bud Light. I just want to throw it out there.
Well, fine. It doesn't have to be, just the fact that someone
I'm trying
doing
to say
that,
face a little bit early.
It does help. No, it does help.
I'm
because
hedging.
The fact, if the Browns did that themselves, that's like the definition of counting your chickens. Bud Light is still not good. The amount of people who are chirping me just being like, tonight's the night. Dan thinks it. Liz thinks it. People are throwing out the one. What are they, 132-1, 134-1, whatever it is. I think it would be the most Cleveland thing now that everybody's on them to lose in disappointing fashion. So I think I'm now back on the Jets.
In fairness, Bud Light got on early with the Philly and rode the Eagles all the way to the Super Bowl.
Great for the cause.
Ooh, that's true. That's a really good counterpoint. Holy shit.
I mean, they could stay hot. Wow.
But it's still Cleveland. There's still, even Philly, there's a big step down to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I just think if there was ever a time to for all of us to go, holy shit. Can you believe we were all picking the Cleveland Browns last night?
Right.
It would be this game.
Yeah. I mean, things no one is talking about is that Cleveland has a really good defense. They held Pittsburgh to, what was it, 18 or 21 in overtime. They held the Saints to under 20 or 21. So, I mean, they're going to – and they're going against a rookie quarterback.
And the Jets' O-line last week was not great.
Well, we've talked about it. The biggest thing tonight is the O-line.
Yeah.
Browns' defensive line, even with Ogba out, they're very good.
Yep.
Larry Ogunjobi, Miles Garrett, they're a very good defensive line. But, I mean, it's just – it's the X factor of winning. And I know it's not the same – it's like almost none of the same players from last year, but they're still just – they inherited it. Like,
yeah.
They know what it is.
I mean, like, listen, it's been going on generation. Like, it's not a regime thing. No matter who's in and who's out, this team is stunk. So
the sickest thing about it is if they win tonight, they're still a streak because they haven't won a Sunday game in 3 years.
Right.
Since Johnny Manziel beat the Niners. Yeah. So they're still a streak. And this is also the play-in game because both these teams play the Bills. That's the toilet bowl. This is the toilet bowl play-in game. Sorry, Bills fans.
I'm so low on the Jets after week two. Really came back down to earth, but if there's ever a time to have a little bit of confidence,
cliche Browns, football right? comment. This is going to be at the line of scrimmage tonight.
Yeah.
It's offensive line of the Jets.
I didn't subject myself to Jets Dolphins, but I heard from people in the film community that Sam Darnold played better actually than Week One.
Yeah,
the Jets.
He put up 335 yards, moved the ball. They just had to settle for field goals like three times.
Yeah.
Had he put any one or two of those in, they win the game, and he almost throws for 400 yards.
Week one, they looked dominant. Week two, they did not. It's a week-to-week league. The Browns have looked pretty consistent both times. They're a good defense. The line is, you said it was three?
Three, yeah.
Okay, so I saw it at 2.5 earlier. That is just a crushing line. I like the Jets to at least cover. I think they will outright win. My pick would be the Jets, but the Browns are going to be
what
dangerous.
What do you got? You're shaking your head over there.
I'm on the Jets.
Is that good or bad? You've been all right, haven't you?
We're good, right? Me and you are good together.
Right.
But the Browns are 2-1 at home on Thursday nights since 2009. So that's a good stat.
Beat the Bills.
That's
the Steelers.
Probably
that's
very
a hell of
stale,
a stat right there.
I mean, how often have they been on Thursday night?
I was going to say, three games in 9 years?
Right, yeah.
I mean,
good stat?
I think they played more Thursday night games than that, but I think
that's at home.
Okay.
I'm never wrong.
I'm never wrong. Marty Mush always.
That's like being like, in college, I had sex weekly.
And now.
I'm doing great.
Last bit here, and the main reason I wanted our guy Steve on here is Minka Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins went ahead and trademarked the phrase Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
Internet's not happy about it. They are roasting him and his mom on social media.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was some very unnecessary comments. Directed to myself and my family, everything like that, but it is what it is. People gonna speak their mind about whatever, especially when it's behind the keyboard or whatever like that, but it's all good.
They have a lot of fake courage that way, don't they?
I ain't gonna add no more to that. You know the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think timing is everything with this. He did it after week one, so it looks bad. If you do it before week one, before Ryan Fitzpatrick has done this, you know, had two great games or one great game at the time, you know, it's totally fine. They have the same last name.
Yeah.
It's conceivable that...
Yeah, but let's make no mistake. Like, if you say the football player Fitzmagic, fine, somebody called you that. But they called you that probably because of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean,
I don't know the origins of Fitzmagic.
I mean, they've been doing Fitzmagic since everyone's been for
a while.
Was he Fitzmagic in Buffalo?
Yeah.
He's been Fitzmagic
like everywhere he's gone.
That's where it's like kind of.
It's like 8 years ago, so that's fair.
Yeah. I mean,
and right now, especially after winning, especially after the DeSean Jackson stuff, he is Fitzmagic. Now, I mean, he's going to be around, I don't know, maybe a couple more years, right? And so this guy's got a career ahead of him, and he wants to run with the Fitzmagic
line. And he's
a
really good player.
Right, that's the other thing, too. If he stunk, he'd be like, well, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But for the long run, I think this is okay. It's like, you had your time. I'm capitalizing business-wise. I'm going to be Fitzmagic when you're long gone.
Yeah.
But right now, you're going to look like a dick. You just got to take your lumps. Like, I don't think there's any way around it. I think it's just like I'm doing it. Me and my mom are going to get crushed. And I'll deal with it, you know, in a few years when he's gone, no one's gonna
care. It's a good business move, right?
This is like when you're like younger and you're living with your parents and your room's just like a total shithole, and then you just kind of forget about it, and then your mom and you keep being like, oh, I'm gonna clean my room, I'm gonna clean my room, and your parents are like, oh, we're having people over tomorrow, and you're just like, fuck, I gotta do it right now.
Yeah. Right.
So you just scramble, it's just like, all right,
yeah. But that's what I understand. Why I can't believe this was never trademarked.
I mean,
that blows my mind. Like,
right.
That's why,
yeah. From like, Mr. Harvard, nonetheless.
Like, I don't feel bad because, like we said, like, how long has it been called Fitzmagic? It was probably like 8 years ago. Okay. Yeah. He blew it.
Right. I mean, maybe he just didn't want to sell his fucking, you know, he didn't want to sell shirts and
also
gears,
Harvard guy. And, like,
that's what I'm saying. It's surprising.
He kind of blew it in New York. He was a starter. He had 33 touchdowns,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
For
it was
a whole season.
The best quarterback the Jets has ever had. Best season a quarterback has ever had in the Jets.
Actually, you could
have. An awful
stat.
You
didn't
miss.
You should have trademarked it.
Yeah.
Jets fan.
Seriously, had I not known, I just
automatically
figured. Yeah. You know what's funny? We actually, when we sold the Fitzmagic shirt, we had to talk to a dude who like drew a Fitzmagic like logo, and we paid him like a small fee for it. Mm-hmm. And I almost thought he was the guy who like, it was sitting there. It was for the taking, Marty.
Yeah.
Fuck. Pop Punk is tonight. If you're in Boston, you're at House of Blues, you want to go see the boys play, Raj Paisley's Rise will be performed by Team Portnoy. Then you got the boys on stage. Francis is there as well. I guess after show, Nate and my battle seems to be like a pretty much of a coin flip. I think it depends on if you like the salacious versus the, I don't know, the truth.
Right.
But I feel like me and Nate have moved on. I got too much else to worry about. So everybody wants me to still like be at his fucking throat. I told him right to his face, I don't trust him anymore. You know, we're not in a great spot, but people saw that we weren't like physically fighting afterwards.
Right.
And we're like, this is fake, this is contrived. I'm like, I don't need another, I don't need anything else on my plate. So we did it. I thought Nate was way better than anybody expected him to be.
Sure.
Which I think he earned a lot of points for. Obviously came for the throat. So I think we got it all out.
Yeah.
And now I'm just going to let the Nate feuding go back to Smitty.
I think as someone who has no horse in the race, like both of you, I work with both of you, I think it's very refreshing with you guys handling it in a very professional way.
Yeah.
It's very
usually how it's settled.
But you just handled it in a very like positive way.
It was the most
you got your
personal,
anger out.
Professional thing ever.
Right. You got your anger out. You shook hands, moved past it,
right.
And now you know you're gonna continue to work together side by side for years to come.
I'll sit near him.
Wasn't
about it.
Yes.
But,
it was the most civil rap battle of all time. It was a fairly
civil. I don't know if I would call Nate civil,
but like everything around it, like everyone here was just like
sitting
there
with
their
Chipotle because that's because what went on yesterday was the strangest thing ever. I mean, we had the green screen up first of all. That was
right,
weird.
That looked wild.
And then we just had two like goofy, awkward guys do slam poetry.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody knew what to expect or
off
how to
phones,
handle
yes.
it. Yeah,
hey, that's the
right.
set for the rundown was hilarious.
Yeah, the whole thing was just
the
bizarre world.
Bar.
Yeah.
With
but it was the highest like clicks day 2 days ago, the two highest rundowns in a row. I mean, it was.
You think this rundown's got a chance to beat it? I mean, this is a good one.
Got an uphill battle.
This was a good rundown. I don't care what anybody says.
As someone who is involved with it, are you relieved that it seems like everyone's moving past this amicably?
Oh yeah. I don't, like I said, I have enough on my plate to worry about
right.
in real life that
yep.
I don't need to be like worrying about if Nate's gonna, if I had to worry the way that Nate and Smitty go at each other like every single day, if I had to worry like, all right, he wrote another blog, now I have to respond. Like I've said everything I need to say about him. I think I've aired out everything I think about him. He's said everything about me. I don't think there's anything left to say about either person. I think I probably could have been a little more mean, to be honest. I could have said it in a different way, but
right.
the points have all been made. So,
yeah,
I'm ready to move on.
Are you
on.
Done? Are you retiring from rap battles?
Oh, I'm never going to retire. I said the other day, I was like, I wish I could just quit now and just go become a SoundCloud rapper for
White
a career.
Zinfandel, bring
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It was Dave, Rappaport, and this. And every time it's happened, I'm, like, excited to write some lyrics. And it, like, flows pretty easily. But I can't just do it, like, for bullshit. It has to be, like, I have to be very, very mad at someone, I think.
I mean, you came in right after me in the studio, and you were, and then I had to give you something after, and you were just in there.
I was in the
dark.
Zone. I was in the zone.
Just, like, one spotlight on you, just, like, bright and getting
I ready. I was for sure in the zone on that one. I hope I don't have to do it again. I hope I'm not in that position.
You never know.
We probably will be there again eventually.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
So, that's the rundown. Great debut by all three of you. And we'll see you guys Monday.
Good luck.
Go
Browns. Buddy boy.
I hate these games. It's like I have everything to lose, nothing to gain, really.
You know, Joe Buck
like
hasn't done a Browns game in, like, ever, I think.
Oh,
I don't know what a regular season game. I don't know Joe Buck's ever done a Browns game.
All right, we'll have that added.
Contractually obligated.
Yeah, he's probably like, fuck. It's got to be a brutal game to call. All right, see you guys on Monday.